loans. With Mortgage First, we'll underwrite you up front, giving you the upper hand on the competition. To learn more about Mortgage First, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
Restrictions apply. Rate terms and conditions may change until final loan approval. This is not an offer to lend. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Phillips 66 strives to be the neighbor you can depend on, whether it's for their performance gasoline or to satisfy an ice cream sandwich craving. Phillips 66, proud to be here.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade. But I'm not afraid. This rover,
I ain't listening to you no more.
Crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
We're going to give some quick broadcast instructions because we have a guest in the studio. Here's the way we work this, Michael. Like kind of 45 degrees, fairly close. Just angle it just a little bit so you're not speaking right into it. Just angle it a little bit. Turn it sideways. There you go. And then move it toward you. Real close. Oh, I hit himself in the head.
Close.
That's too close. Careful. There you go. An unusual start to today's show. Good afternoon. Welcome to the large morning show in the afternoon. Normally, we do the Burke segment. We, you know, take a couple of calls, whatever. But the other day, and I don't remember what day it was, one day last week, I'm in the station, and there's a guy in her, oh, what's the gal's name down the hall? Lindira, in her office. And I walked in for something, and I had to interrupt you. Excuse me, I hate to interrupt you. I turn around. There's a guy in her office. This guy looks like it's a combination of things. He could be on the cover of GQ magazine. The guy looks like he just stepped off like a male model. He also has that look of he could steal your wife or girlfriend. And that
he
look
has a Don
of,
Cheadle look to him.
Yes, he does. Yeah. And it's the kind of guy you hate.
Dressed to the nines, whatever that term means.
Yeah, I don't know what it means, but he is. And we get introduced, and very briefly, she, I can't remember her name, explains to me what he does. And as soon as he starts talking about what he does, I thought, I got to get this guy in and talk to him. So you're going to find out what he does, how he does it, why he does it, who he does it for. And I think you'll be as fascinated with this as I will be, because I don't know any of the answers to the questions I'm about to ask. And I don't even know the questions. I just know that what he does fascinates me. And we'll get into why and more about it later. Would you please welcome from Phoenix Risk Management, is that right?
Assessment.
Assessment. Phoenix Risk Assessment. Michael Henderson.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah. Now.
Thank you.
In the shortest, simplest sentence or two, tell people what you do.
Yeah, so for the last 18 years, my company, Phoenix Risk Assessment, protects corporate executives, high net worth individuals around the world, mainly in third world countries, but definitely in hostile environments, from stalking issues, problem solving, what have you.
So you were like personal Secret Service.
That's correct. That's exactly how we model our
company. You provide for wealthy people, for high-profile people, for politicians, for corporate executives, for athletes, for movie stars, personal protection and security.
That's correct.
Wow. What a great gig.
Like consulting on what kind of security systems to put in homes and things like that.
And I don't really go that far. Yeah, I mean, we'll definitely consult on that and talk about that.
You accompany them.
Yeah, that's
personal.
So we do a lot of lead-in work. You know, if I had a client that was coming here to visit you, I mean, we'd spend days just, you know, assessing Westport and just assessing the radio station.
Honest to goodness, it's like the Secret Service. You send the front guy out, like you, Case.
Scope everything out.
And scope out the hotel they're going to be staying. And go, I recommend you stay on the 14th floor, and here's why.
That's exactly right.
Blah, blah, blah.
I want to know everybody that's coming in your room. I want to know housekeeping, room service, you know, just a multitude of strategies and techniques to keep you safe.
Phoenix Risk Assessment. Let's clear something up. It's not out of Phoenix, Arizona. It's named for the bird.
That's correct.
Tell them why. What's Phoenix? What is that? What is a Phoenix?
You know, my whole life has been, you know, I'm 40. I just had a birthday, 44. So, you know, the whole rising from the ashes of, you know, being raised by a single mother, being a 15-year runaway, being homeless a few times in life after I left law enforcement, trying to start a business. You know, it's just the positive end of, you know, life throwing you curveballs. And even when I was homeless, it wasn't because I was an alcoholic or on drugs or anything like that. I just wanted to be a successful businessman. So Phoenix Rising just is stuck. And for me, it just makes sense.
All right. Now, for every kid, every late teens, early 20s, late 20s, whiner, complainer out there, going, well, I don't have a chance because my mom got divorced, blah, blah, blah. I want them to hear your story. And I don't even know your story. Here's all I know. You were a street kid. You used to sleep under overpasses. Tell us the first step you took from being that kid at what age? What age were you homeless on the streets?
You know, I was 15 when I ran away, and I was still in high school, University City High.
Why did you run away?
You know, I was just a hothead kid. You know, my stepdad had died a year before on my birthday, and it was just my mother and I. And, you know, she wanted, and she was doing the best she could, no doubt. But, you know, she wanted me to contribute to the finances, and I thought that, you know, I don't have that, you know, what have you. And I'm like, I'm out of here.
So at 15, you ran away. What did you have with you when you ran away? What did you
remember? I had a backpack, and I had some jeans and a T-shirt.
Where did you go? First place.
Place. I went to University City has a pool with the high school called the Natatorium. And I went there and I knew some lifeguards there. And I had already been hanging out with them. So I went there. And that first night, I was able to stay with one of the employees there at their house until I was able to then house hop with some of the friends from school. And sometimes I would spend the night in the parks. And then I would wash up in the Sinclair gas station at Hanley and Delmar in U City. And then I'd go to school. And I went to school and stayed in school because it was somewhere to go during the day. And I didn't necessarily dislike school. So I did dislike.
I should have been the one that ran away. I just like school.
Yeah.
So you got a high school diploma.
I got a high school diploma on time. No. And yeah.
And I don't want to skip over important parts, but from the, I know you were University City cop for what, 10 years?
Just shy of seven, eight, something like that.
Okay, don't make me sound stupid. If I say 10, just go with 10.
Then
okay?
It was 10 wonderful, delightful years.
So just shy of 7 years. How do you get from washing up in the Sinclair restroom to the police academy?
Yeah, it was really interesting. They had a, the Boy Scouts of America has a program, and I don't know if it still is in existence now. They might call it Police Corps, but back then it was called Police Explorers.
Yes, I know all about it.
Yeah, and so I was, before I ran away, I was a police explorer. And I actually didn't want to do it, and my mom kind of made me do it. But it was a great opportunity to, you know, practice and train and compete across the nation with other Explorer Scouts in law enforcement. And then they had the ride-along program, and it was just a multitude of opportunity. Then from there, they have what they called a cadet program, which was actually a paid position to basically be a gopher, work in the record room, work dispatch, ride-along, things of that nature, and as a stepping stone. In case you were asked or offered or lucky enough to go to the police academy.
And how did you pay to go to police? Don't you pay to go to police academy?
No, yeah, unless you're sponsored. You can either put yourself through or you can be sponsored.
Did you get a sponsor?
University City PD.
No kidding.
Yeah. Yeah, 1991.
All right, you became a cop. You're a cop for almost 7 years. Mm-hmm. Then what happened?
You know, I was looking to go to, and actually there was an opportunity that presented itself, and so I wound up in Pagedale Police Department, which then I was able to do a police detachment. Back then it was about a new opportunity to work with federal law enforcement agencies. My chief at the time, Greg Moore, was a former FBI agent, so I was able to work in organized crime.
Greg Moore?
Yeah.
I don't know him.
Yeah, that was fantastic. And I fell for it.
Yeah, you did.
Thank God that's not part of my job. My reputation just went in the toilet. Phew, I dodged that one. So it was a great opportunity. But, you know, I wanted to go to Secret Service, and I have a lot of friends that went that route. And, you know, they offered me an alternative suggestion, and that was, you know, why don't you look into the private sector? This is where we retire to, so on and so forth. And I did, and I had some good opportunities come my way to get trained in hostile environment protection, anti-terrorism, some weaponry, some maritime security, private aircraft security, things like that, to really hone my skill, and multiple styles of martial arts and so on and so forth. So, yeah, it's been a phenomenal ride. Phenomenal.
All right. You, Phoenix Risk Assessment is not, is your base in St. Louis?
Yeah, we're based in St. Louis. So we have agents, protective agents all over the country. We work all over the world. I think we have an elite team of 14 agents, protective agents that are all basically full time. Then we have a small crew of independent contractors. So their 100% focus and goal is protection of our clientele.
All right, I'm going to take a break because I want to come. I'm going to do it early because I want to come back, and there's some things I want to learn about this. I have some questions. You don't mind if I sell something?
Please sell away.
Right. This is Michael Henderson, if you just joined us. He is, I hope I get this right, the founder and co-owner of Phoenix Risk Assessment. Co-owner meaning how many owners are there?
You're looking at him.
That's it?
Yeah, unless my other personalities, but I'm not sure.
Okay.
Because I learned one thing earlier, you're right, always.
That's right. American Equity Mortgage, we're going to do some business, take a break, come back because I don't have more time with this guy. There's a lot I want to learn here. And there's some things I want to ask him about that I have heard or read about and get his take on them. American Equity Mortgage, 22 years or so and counting. I don't know, I need to check. It may be closer to 23 years. You know, when you cannot be an expert on everything. You can't know about everything. Like this guy knows about protection and personal security, and we don't know how to do that. So you go to somebody who does. Most of us don't know anything about the mortgage business. We don't know anything about the lending business. So you go to somebody who does. You go to the people that the other people copy, that the other people want to be like. In this case, that would be American Equity Mortgage. You can go to one of these other places, and I'm not in any way saying that they're bad. I'm just saying, why would you not go to the company these people want to be? Just go to the top. Go to that company. Go to American Equity Mortgage. You go there for a couple of reasons. You go there to get a mortgage if you want to own a home. Stop renting. You go there if you already own a home and you want to use the equity to borrow money. It's called debt consolidation or home equity loan, and it's the smartest way to borrow money. There's good debt and there's bad debt. Bad debt is debt with a high interest rate. Good debt is debt with a low interest rate, which is what you get as a homeowner with the equity in your house. So do yourself a favor. Don't call the pretenders, wannabes, the people who have similar phone numbers or names. Go to this company right here, American Equity, at AmericanEquity.com, or call them at 314-878-9999.
Let's get a look at traffic right now. See how things look. Here's Tim Weiland.
Okay, guys, you went to me early. Sorry about
that.
Yes,
we did.
Ready.
Sorry, Timmy.
Yeah, I apologize. All right. Well, we have some ramp restrictions on eastbound 44 at Williams Road. A stall is blocking that. Also on southbound 270, things are starting to just build volume now between Manchester down through Doherty Ferry. Westbound 40, a little bit heavy between Hampton and McCausland. No other accidents or incidents to report. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Wednesday morning on McGraw Live, we'll check in with Dr. Brad Friedman with medical news, and Kat Neville will join us from Feast Magazine with a pair of great restaurants. I'm Kelly Jackson, and I'll bring you local news twice an hour. Tim Weiland has traffic updates four times an hour, and Jimmy Holder will bring you all the sports news you need to get your Wednesday off to a great start. It's McGraw Live, starting at 6 a.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
Summer is usually slow in the retail world. Not at Granite Busters. Introducing the Granite Busters Red Hot Summer Celebration. The very best all-inclusive sale offer of the year, bar none. When you buy at least 50 square feet of Category B or higher granite countertops, these five items are absolutely free. A quarter round or quarter bevel edge upgrade, free. A stainless steel undermount sink, free. A sink grate, free. Plumbing hookup, free. And your old laminate countertop completely removed and hauled away, free. That's over $1,100 worth of extras that the other guys will charge you for. But they're completely free with a purchase of 50 square feet or more of Category B or higher countertops. Only at Granite Busters. Take advantage of the best sales offer of the year before it expires. The Red Hot Summer Celebration at Granite Busters at 1752 Jeffco Boulevard in Arnold. Online at GraniteBusters.com. Sale offer for new customers only. Must mention at a time of purchase. Limited quantities. Restrictions apply. See store for details. Offer expires 7/15/2014.
Holland is hiring in your area. Local and regional drivers are wanted. Go to www.hollandregional.com/careers to see the opportunities and apply. Holland's local drivers are paid hourly and receive overtime after 8 hours per day. And they're also home daily. Regional drivers are paid by the mile, working only 5 to 6 days per week, and are provided company-paid hotels while on the road. Full-time driver benefits include company-paid health insurance. Drivers must be at least 21 years of age, have a CDLA with 1 year or 50,000 miles experience, and have a tanker and hazmat endorsement. Come find your new direction at Holland. Your direction awaits at www.hollandregional.com/careers.
Holland is an equal opportunity, affirmative action employer, minorities, females, persons with disabilities, protected veterans.
My name is Don, and a lot of stuff happens to me. My wife even calls me Disaster Don once in a while, but that's not fair. I'm just a little unlucky. I mean, who hasn't been to the hospital for a giraffe bite? Ah! And engines fall out of cars all the time, right? But since that stuff happened, I needed a lot of cash at once. So I called Cash Call at 855-590-CASH.
At Cash Call, we can lend you a big chunk of money so you can handle all your unexpected expenses at one time. You can borrow $2,600 to $25,000 by tomorrow with no collateral and make monthly payments or pay it back all at once.
Yeah, Cash Call lent me enough money for everything. And uh-oh, is that lightning? Again?
If you need a lot of cash all at once, make the cash call at 855-590-CASH. Because dealing with the unexpected doesn't make you a disaster. It makes you just like everyone else.
Subject to credit approval. Additional documentation required. Loans will be made pursuant to Missouri Consumer Credit Loan License 367-03-3042.
Ah, there's nothing like fresh corn on the cob. So yummy, tasty, and enjoyable to eat. Unless you have dentures. Well, Dr. Bowen at Bowen Dental Care can help you get back to enjoying the food you love. You know, those foods you've had to avoid because of your loose-fitting dentures. Dr. Bowen can fit your new implants with existing dentures because those implants can support the dentures to give you the joy of corn on the cob and other foods that you've been avoiding. Implants are a better option than a bridge. It's a one-tooth solution with a one-tooth problem. Bottom line, you're in good hands with Dr. Bowen at Bowen Dental Care. So, quit avoiding the food you love simply because of your dentures. Go to BowenDentalCare.com. That's B-O-A-I-N, DentalCare.com for more information. Or call Dr. Bowen at 314-921-3500. That's 314-921-3500 for a free consultation. And get back to the joys of eating the food you love. Bowen Dental Care at BowenDentalCare.com.
Looking for a brand new Missouri winery? Look no further. You found Yellow Farmhouse Winery. It's in Defiance. Take Highway 94 to Defiance. You can't miss it. It's a big, giant yellow farmhouse, hence Yellow Farmhouse Winery. Wines outstanding. Their Norton is fabulous. 10 different wines made right there at Yellow Farmhouse Winery. Their Norton, their Chamberson, and Rosé. To find out more, YellowFarmhouseWines.com. We'll see you there in Defiance at Yellow Farmhouse Winery.
Do you own a small business? How much do you hate your phone system and those enormous phone bills? Dump them and get Uma Office, the business phone solution that easily connects to your internet and comes with loads of sweet features like a virtual receptionist to greet callers and direct them to the right extension. Plus, unlimited calling in the U.S. and Canada starting at only $19.99 a month. Look for Uma Office, that's O-O-M-A, at Amazon, BestBuy.com, or Staples, or visit Uma.com/office and make your office amazing.
Hi, this This is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Steelers Wheels. Man knows his music. I guess it's Michael Henderson. He is in the, his company is Phoenix Risk Assessment. He's in the personal protection and security business. Give me an example, and I know you can't name names. Give me an example of a client, an average profile of a client that you have actually worked for, and what did you do for them?
Sure. Last summer, this is probably the best one. We had an executive and his family, his children, their significant other, big family trip. He had just retired, and we went to Rome, Turkey, Istanbul, and Greece.
Now, he has to pay your way, obviously.
Yeah.
It's a good gig you got here.
Yeah, it's a good gig. Sort of.
You don't really get to sightsee. I mean, just along with them.
It's the funny. It's always the same thing, no matter, different client, different locations, but it's always the same thing. Multiple routes from location to location, which hospital has your blood type, which is the emergency.
So what's the big threat to this guy? Does he have enemies? No. What's the threat?
No, what's really interesting is it's not necessarily about a threat for him per se, but I love the fact that, he was savvy enough to understand that some things aren't necessarily targeted to you directly. Now with random acts of violence, you can't go and have a good time and also watch out for yourself. You need to have someone that's trained to look out for, the lone gunman. Because unfortunately, and using that as an example, the lady behind the counter, she might have had a domestic quarrel last night. We don't know what her issue is, but now all of a sudden we're in the middle of it. So there are things like that. But then also.
But why is this wealthy guy on vacation any more a potential target than anybody else?
Now, granted, the company that he owned at the time definitely had its fair share of unhappy clients, customers, or what have you. So we brought some attention to him. So there was definitely that need as well for us to travel. But, just a multitude of things can occur. And what's really interesting is that with all the advance and preparation we had done, it was in a time period, I guess it was about 2 years. It was a time period where civil unrest just broke out instantaneously in Greece, in their center. So all of a sudden, the hotel is put in the soda machine in front of the door, trying to block, people from entering, and Molotov cocktails are being thrown, and it's just upheaval. And so this was 2 days before we were to leave for Turkey. So, you find yourself in these unpredictable situations, and it's our responsibility to not only get you out, because it's not always about, danger. It could also be protecting your image. Things like that, as well as natural disasters and so on and so forth.
So how difficult is it for you in other countries to get to that country with, obviously you need weapons, you got to have a weapon. What good are you without weapons? Is that difficult?
I'm going to pass on that question, but there are definitely techniques and skills and things that we put into place so that we can protect internationally. As well.
Good evasive answer.
He's good.
Translation. I have ways of getting my guns there. That's the translation. Because even in this country, it's all but impossible in a couple of goofy, weird, backward states, California, to take state to state a weapon.
Yeah.
So I can't imagine in overseas.
What's really interesting is that, and I didn't necessarily sign up for this, but it's kind of the way the world has changed over the last 18 years or has been. We've become very knowledgeable of terrorist organizations and criminal syndicates throughout the world. And so intelligence is everything for me. So, and my staff. So if there's no, I can't protect you completely if I don't know, what crime syndicates are there, what happened the day before I arrived, weeks before, is it an anniversary of something, that was bad for that country, whatever the case may be. So it's not always about the weapon. It's really about, the intellect and the analytics that go into the information that's provided.
How long have you done this?
18 years.
All right. Do you ever get called to work for people that are bad people?
Yes. And I do not.
You won't work for them.
Nope. I walk away.
How do you turn that guy down? One, he's a bad guy. And now you're going to tell him, I'm not working for you.
Yeah. Sure, you find a way to phrase it, right? You don't just come out blatantly and say, yeah.
I got a suggestion. Tell him you got shingles, okay? Because I got shingles, and it's really painful. And once he knows that, he'll go, okay, sorry, you can't make it.
You know, that's funny you say that. I was just on an assignment in the middle of the ocean a couple of weeks ago, or 3 weeks ago. And I had a bad case of bed bugs, and I, you know, and that itching is murderous.
Really?
Yeah, I have never felt any pain like that in my life.
Well, I'll give you my shingles; you'll feel it.
Oh, yeah.
So, now just tell me how it ends.
All right, now, really wealthy people, famous people. What percentage of your business would be people that most of the world would know? I'm guessing small.
Yeah, very small.
Because they have their own people, probably.
Yeah.
The John Travoltas, and they have people that travel.
Yeah, we do fall in that space. But we consider that more like a secondary type of opportunity and market for us. You know, we like to walk down this path of the private
sector. I'm gonna guess you've never had to draw a weapon on anybody in this line of work. True or false?
True.
That's well, that correct. Means you're good at what you do.
That's right.
And you don't allow yourself to get in those situations where that can happen.
Yeah, right. That's exactly right. Even though we are in very violent places, we've been very fortunate that we haven't had
to. Barack Obama, President of the United States, more death threats against this guy than any other president. Yep. For primarily one reason. He's a black man, and there's still people in this country who do not like the idea of black men being president. And you got a lot of southern redneck racist white supremacists, and they won't publish numbers, but we all know for a fact, because I've read a lot of articles, they're a mountain of threats, and it takes a lot of time and manpower to investigate them. Mm-hmm. I read more than one article because I was fascinated by it. He has a company that makes bulletproof suits for him. Are you familiar with this?
I am familiar with a company that makes bulletproof suits.
And people say, now the suit you're wearing is a very nice suit, and it looks very much like one of his would look.
Mm-hmm.
His suit, like when he was inaugurated, that suit was a bulletproof. Do you know this, Pion? It's a bulletproof suit.
I don't think so.
It had panels of metal, sheets of thin metal in the back and the front, lapels, strategic places so that it would at least slow down, the most part, deflect the bullets, it wouldn't penetrate.
The worst would happen.
And right? I went online and found the company and looked at the patterns and diagrams of the people, how they sewed and put these suits. Mm-hmm. It's unbelievable. Mm-hmm. It's amazing. Do you do work with vehicles like bulletproof cars? And when you say you do work with them, what do? Do you help design the cars? What do you do?
No, we just drive them.
So you drive, what happens? You go somewhere and they go, hey, we've provided you, I'm Gino Gideone. And I, you know, I got my family, and I got a car for you to drive. It's a bulletproof car. They've already got that, and they just say, here, drive us around in my bulletproof car.
Something like that. You know, those are clients that we may have had for a long time that definitely own their own. Sometimes we lease.
Are there people in St. Louis with bulletproof cars?
You know, what's interesting about that question is that out of the 18 years, I have very few clients in St. Louis.
Because we're just good, decent Midwestern people. We don't make a lot of people a lot of enemies.
Or a little misguided. Too harsh.
Are most of your clients either overseas or people who go overseas a lot?
Yeah, we're domestic and international. I mean, we're completely everywhere, always.
What would you charge me? Because I'm very famous here, okay? Mm-hmm. High profile.
Right.
High risk. What would you charge me? Let's say we're going to Cancun, and we are, in January with about 100 listeners. Mm-hmm. Those people don't need security, but I'm very famous. Mm-hmm. And let's say I called you and said, Michael, I want you to accompany me down to Cancun and just kind of make sure, just watch my back for me. It'll be a week. What would that cost me?
Yeah, it's a very modest rate. And we've focused and pride ourselves on being able to take an expensive service and really make it very affordable for yourself as well as for
So give me an idea. I don't know what that means, modest.
Yeah, I'm trying to dance around that. You know, we're under $1,500 a day.
Plus, under
$1,500 a day plus expenses, travel and lodge. That's correct. Okay.
And so you would down weeks ahead of time to prepare for something?
If we could, that'd be fantastic, but in most cases you can't. So what we do is we use our command center and basically do what we call a travel assessment. So let's say, so we'll do a travel assessment, which basically is gathering intel before we arrive. And then once we're there, let's say I secure, you know, you and your room, and you're going to be there, take a nap, what have you. There's a couple other ways to secure you. Then we're able to kind of then start looking at some of the rest of the itinerary, things of that nature. But then if there are cases where you can't go or I can't go, then we have, for a very modest fee, a travel assessment, which means that we can tell you basically as much information that occurred the day before you arrive while you're there.
Right, give me the profile, not the name, the profile of the most interesting or exciting or high-risk person or job you've ever done.
Wow. You know,
give me a rough sketch of what that was all about.
Yeah. You know, I've done a lot of work in South America. I've done a lot of work in Asia, and as well as in the Middle East. And so many times, even in Africa, and I was with some clients one time, and we were going through a roadblock, which we were a little uncertain about. But nonetheless, you could tell that there was a 16-year-old, I'm guessing on his age, who was carrying a AR-15. And I guess he didn't notice that we had the proper paperwork. And so he opened fire on us.
Wow.
And our driver jumped out and started running. And I had to jump in the seat, and we were good. And we rolled up the road a little bit. And as I'm looking in the rearview mirror, in the mirrors, I noticed that the older people at this point were smacking the kid around, like, what are you doing, you know, kind of thing. And we stopped and picked up the driver and moseyed on. But, yeah, so we get into a lot of situations that are beyond our control sometimes, but that's why we're there. And our clients are very happy because we're there, because you just, unfortunately, you just can't predict it.
So have you ever had any clients out of St. Louis? I'm going to tell you a quick story real quick. One of our trips we went on, we were Dominican Republic. Mm-hmm. Every year we take about 100 listeners. Mm-hmm. There was a guy, and I'm not going to name his name. There's a guy, and the last name is a name everybody in St. Louis would know. And he was at the same resort with some of his managers of his different locations. He had personal private bodyguard security. Mm-hmm. Now, to me, there are people who do it just to look important and look cool. Because I'm telling you, mm-hmm. I can't imagine why this guy in the Dominican Republic would need a private detective and security person. I think, am I right? Aren't there people who do it just because it's cool to have the equivalent of the Secret Service around you?
Yeah, you have. Yeah, I mean, you made two good points. You know, yes, absolutely. There are those that are ego driven. But then there are also those that recognize that the Dominican Republic has its criminal issues. So it's better to play it safe. So from that standpoint, I would have gone.
Because see, to me, if I had a whole lot of money, a couple of things I'd do. One, I would pay paparazzi that weren't really paparazzi everywhere I'd go to be snapping pictures of me, because everybody would look and go, well, that guy must be somebody. Everybody look at the people taking pictures of him. I'd go through the airport. I'd have flashes going off. And the other thing I'd do is I'd have guys with earpieces and on microphones in their cuff talking. And it would look like, whoa, look at that guy. He's got private security. I just do it for the show.
Yeah, you know, and we really don't roll like that. You know, those are usually when we're with celebrities, you know, very high profile individuals that have potential for, you know, harm.
Right.
But
well,
look
at the guy on the red carpet recently that went up and
kissed Brad Pitt
or something.
Yeah. The groin grabber.
That kind of crap.
Yeah. Well, you know, and what's interesting is most of the time we're very low profile. So most of our people, you wouldn't even know we're security. You wouldn't have the slightest clue, you know, unless you were a trained eye and you could see. But beyond that, you know, we don't advertise that we're here with you, but we're definitely there with you.
And there's a lot tried of something.
Exactly right, and hopefully they wouldn't. But there's that legwork that goes into it before that. But yeah, it's not about the show. It's more about functionality. It's about, you know, return on investment for our clients, making sure they're comfortable, making sure that we can create that balance between security and privacy, and just a multitude of things like that.
Wow, what an interesting job.
Thank you.
I hope your business is good. I hope it's doing well.
It is doing well. You know, and sad to say is that when the world gets to where it is now.
Oh, no, this is the time for your business. This is a great time for your business.
Yeah.
Especially people who travel internationally, because anymore it's getting to where there are fewer and fewer places you go where you feel like you're going to get home.
Yeah, you know, I finally feel like this is our worth. You know, this is our purpose. And I really, and my staff, we were just talking about it. You know, they truly enjoy, you know, getting the thank you and just seeing the clients are happy because they know that we're true professionals and we can get it done.
When you do the overseas stuff, is it usually private jet or is it commercial?
It's a variety. You know, it can go either way. Sometimes you fly commercial overseas and then multiple jets, you know, throughout.
Have you done work for celebrities?
I have.
Mm-hmm. I don't think it would be giving anything away if you gave us.
I can give names on celebrities. I can't give names on corporate.
People. Give me a celebrity.
You know, we've had Mary J. Blige. And
wow, that's pretty big.
And Michael Bolden, Nicolette Sheridan. Yeah, we've been around. Yeah, we've been around a long time.
Now, see, that's interesting because Bolton, I wouldn't think at this point he would need a lot of us. But I guess fans are fans, and crazy fans, people are crazy
fans
people.
Fans are fans, yeah. and people
may think of as are on the second level of their career, they're still people who are just completely obsessed with them.
Yeah, people may really dislike his music. I mean,
look at the guy who just broke into Sandra Bullock's home. Another great example down in Austin,
Texas. Home. Yeah.
She was home with her daughter or something, and he broke in there.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. If I ever get any extra big pile of cash, I may hire you just to walk through the airport with me. Just hire you for like an hour.
Just to look cool.
Just bring a buddy and put earpieces in. Just people go, look at Franco Pena. He must really be something. What, Dan? You were going to ask him.
Yeah, I was going to say, what's the biggest country that people would worry about going to?
Iraq.
For kidnapping. No, for kidnapping purposes. Like, they kidnap to get ransom and all
South American countries. Probably.
You know, what's really interesting is that, you know, now it's anywhere. You know, unfortunately, you know, when you talk about Iraq or you talk about Syria, you talk about these defectors, you know, Russia has changed drastically. Now you have all these individuals and these terror groups all throughout the planet, whether they're in France or Luxembourg or wherever they may be, because they like countries that have lax laws, because you can set up shop. And kidnapping's a big business. And what people fail to realize is that people will spend millions of dollars and they will spend many, many years watching you and studying your moves to kidnap you. And I'd like to point out one thing real quick, and that is the misconception of wealthy. Some people think that the guy in the flashy car and the big home, he has a bigger target on his back than, let's say, the individual that has the Subaru and
Malcolm Forbes, who lives in the same house for 45 years. Warren Buffett drives a station wagon, lives in the same house for 45 years.
But he also has a protection team.
I'm sure he does.
You know, but my point of that was is that you have these individuals who think, well, no one's interested in me. I live modest, so on and so forth. What they fail to realize is that it doesn't matter whether you live modestly or you live exclusively and very, you know, enjoy
they
the finer things.
They know who you are.
They know where you got that money from.
Yeah.
And they're coming to get it.
Now
and I don't mean to scare your listeners.
No.
It's
before
just the truth.
By the way, will you walk me to my car when the show's over? before we leave, I just want to tell you, here's where I think there's a giant void that needs to be filled in a business for somebody to jump on. And it's not the home security business like $99.95. We'll put some alarms and keypad. And that's part of it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's education about protecting yourself. You know, I'll give an example. My wife has concealed carry. She has a gun in her car. If she ever needs it, it's never going to be ready because she's like the stuff in her purse. It's under the console, under six other things. There ought to be a company that teaches people how to just be smart when you walk to your car, when you get in your car, when you're stopped at an intersection.
That's right.
Nobody does that.
Yeah,
that I know of.
Yeah, you know.
And then integrate in that, get yourself a decent alarm system. But know how. You know, I talked to somebody the other day, and they were having threats or an attempted break-in. I said, do you have a gun? They said, yeah. She said, I have a gun. It's somewhere in the house. I don't know where it is, but it's not loaded. It's worthless.
Mm-hmm.
It's worthless. Mm-hmm. I think that should be your if you decide to branch off.
Well, you know, we do actually provide something to that effect. I mean, we do active shooter and workplace violence seminars. We just finished one in Kansas City.
We need that here. Workplace
just
violence.
Before.
We need. We got that here.
I saw that when I walked in the
we
room.
We have workplace violence here, buddy. That.
Have you profiled radio workers before? Personality profiles.
Unstable. Well, you're a fascinating guy.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
And you know what? Michael Henderson is his name. The company is Phoenix Risk Assessment. You rich people listening, and I know we have some of you, corporate executives, and you don't necessarily have to be a target of anybody. You just have to have something that somebody out there might want. And they've studied you and watched you, and you don't even know it, and that's scary. And I've had that happen. I was watched for 8 years by somebody. And another time we'll tell that story, and I finally caught who it was. But you never know, and you don't have to. I'm not a big deal. I'm not a celebrity, but it just takes that one person who, for whatever reason, decides to obsess over you.
That's exactly right, and that's where we have to get it out of, you know, our individual heads. It's not what we think.
It's what somebody else thinks. And it could be that person you fired.
That's exactly right.
It could be the person that spoke to you and you didn't speak back because you didn't see them, and they took it as a snub.
That's exactly right.
People, there are crazy people in the world. You're a fascinating guy.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're a great example of somebody, street kid, homeless, gets a sponsor, goes to police academy, becomes a cop, gets into personal security, and now has a worldwide global company. I wish you the best, and I hope you do really, really well.
Thank you so much.
Michael Henderson.
Yeah.
Seriously, walk me to my car. Thank you. You're free to leave. This is very informal.
Thank you so much.
We shake hands and talk off mic and all that stuff. Dan, you can show him the way out of here.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, we have a very complicated security system. He'll have to let you out.
Just hit the big red button.
Yeah, that's how complicated it is. It's a red button, and that unlocks
it
the door.
It says exit on it.
Yeah, it bypasses the code. Yeah, we're pretty high tech.
Hey, thanks.
Thank you, Michael.
Take care.
Let me check out the door. Before
oh, yeah, scope the hallway, Dan.
How about that guy's story?
It's fascinating.
You know, these whining complainers. My dad was an alcoholic, and that's why I'm a loose cannon, and that's why I can't focus or concentrate. Look at this guy. You see the way this guy dressed?
Sharp.
You know, you look at him, and you can't tell. But you know there's something about this guy. He's either an athlete. He's got something special.
Right.
He just does. He's got that look.
Well, he's got the body type, too. If you and I tried to put on a suit like that, it still wouldn't. It could be the same exact suit, no. Just, of course, bigger, but it wouldn't look like
that. No, it wouldn't look like
that.
No, it wouldn't look like that. I'm not kidding. You're right. Who did you say he looked like?
Don Cheadle.
Yeah, it's a combination of Don Cheadle, and there's another guy on one of the shows. I can't think of his name. Just movie star looks, this guy's. I mean, it's unbelievable. I hate this guy. I mean, he's got it all. But I still want him to walk me to my car. Associated Physicians Group. I'm talking to people in pain here. I'm talking to people who are in pain who don't want to be in pain. Here's the business they're in. They're in the physical therapy and pain management business. Their job is to relieve you of your pain and get your mobility back. Whether you're 20 or 50 or 80, they work with all kinds of people, all walks of life, all ages, active people, sedentary people who sit around and don't do anything, which is why they fell down when they tried to do something they shouldn't have done. Anybody and everybody. Some of it's because of health issues. Sometimes it's just accidents. But if it's something that can be dealt with through physical therapy and pain management, APG, this is the group, Associated Physicians Group. In O'Fallon, Swansea, and Edwardsville, Illinois, they offer all kinds of services. In Creve Coeur, they offer one, but it's a big one. It's the Alternative to Knee Replacement Program. I was just today with a guy at lunch, Dan Farrell, St. Louis Cardinals. We were down at Ballpark Village. He just had a hip replacement. And he's doing great, man. He up and down stairs, and you never know. When you put yourself in the hands of the right people, you get good results. As far as knee replacement, there are a lot of people think they're going to have knee replacement who really don't need it. They don't need it at all and didn't know that till they met with the APG folks. Go to their website, and you're going to learn a whole bunch of great stuff that could keep you from unnecessary surgery or medication. APGpain.com.
Let's check traffic again. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, this report brought to you by Geico. What does it mean when Geico says just 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance? It means you probably should have gone to geico.com 15 minutes ago. Well, we've got a couple of problems on the roads. Right now on eastbound 44, just past Antire Road, or just before Antire Road, you've got a stalled tractor trailer. It's blocking the three right lanes, only the left lane getting through, and traffic is backed up approaching Lewis Road. Then on eastbound Highway 40 at Clayton Warson, you've got a stalled school bus. The right lane is blocked, so look for traffic backing up just approaching Lindbergh. It looks like we are running a little slow on southbound 270 now from Manchester down through Doherty Ferry. North County, I don't really see any delays, just a little busy past Lindbergh, 170 through New Florissant. Downtown eastbound 40 is slowing as you approach to the Poplar Street Bridge. And this report is also brought to you by Exxon and Mobil. At Exxon and Mobil stations, their quality gasolines are the energy behind your journeys, helping you get better fuel economy. Learn more at Exxon.com or Mobil.com. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
There is only one way to predict the future of St. Louis baseball tomorrow, and that's by listening to Memphis Redbirds games on the Big 550 KTRS. Wednesday, June 18th at 8.05 p.m., the Redbirds take on Salt Lake City on KTRS, your home of the Memphis Redbirds.
1985 called. They want their bathroom back. Sound familiar? Might be time for Right Bath. Right Bath's certified team of experts will use quality fixtures and finishes. No cover-ups. I repeat, no cover-ups. Right Bath will remove existing problems and fixtures and replace them with a new, timeless bathroom. For quality bathroom in just 5 days, visit rightbath.com or call Right Bath, 314-909-1820. Right Bath. Fast, affordable, forever. Right Bath.
This line's boring.
Whoa, talking super excited.
Impressive, huh? Now let's go find some fun.
I'm getting groceries.
Oh, you could get those anytime. Pow!
I love roller coasters.
You know what else you'll love? Super 8's great rates. And with so many super destinations, you could find fun almost anywhere. Are you even listening?
Huh? Sorry.
Funnel cake gets them every time. Go to Super8.com to find your super destination. Super 8, destination super. All Super 8 hotels are independently owned and operated.
I do all my banking at First Community Credit Union. This is where we get caught up. This is where we play catch-up, because I really wanted to spend a lot of time with Michael Henderson. Do all my banking at First Community Credit Union. I'm inviting you to do all your banking there, too. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, why would I do that? I have a bank, and I have checks, and I have savings. Well, they have all that, too. First Community has all that. But I'll bet you that if you had the time to check rates regularly and compare rates, you'd find that they are so on top of this that you never have to worry about that, because they worry about it. They worry about making sure you get the best rates you can get, saving money, borrowing money, whatever. Also the best service. Yes, it's a place to bank that doesn't have bank in the name, but all the banking services are there. I've never talked to one person who dumped their bank and went to First Community Credit Union who isn't thrilled to death with the results. So I'm inviting you to consider doing the same. Congratulations, Zumbel Walmart, on your new 40th location of First Community Credit Union. FirstCommunity.com. 4 o'clock.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. He's on his way to an American